Louisiana has a birth rate of somewhere between 62 and 65,000 babies born each year, higher than most states our size. But of that number, about 18% are put up for adoption. For some single mothers, the question is whether to put their baby up for adoption or if they are strong enough to face the consequences of that choice. A mother and daughter family in Lake Charles faced these exact questions, but chose differently. Mary Thomas was only 14 when she discovered that she was pregnant. With her family wanting her to pursue abortion, she researched her own solution for her unborn child.
I'd already done all my research about this place. Through a magazine I happened to come across, I had an article about this home in Fort Worth, Texas called the Edna Gladney Home. I did a lot of research about it. So I was going there. It was just a matter of how to get there.
The Edna Gladney Home offers a completely closed adoption process. Mary's son was born, and she was only allowed to see him once before he was taken away to the designated family. Nearly 30 years after Mary's experience, her youngest daughter, Jennifer, who was 17, confessed that she was pregnant. Finances, name-calling from friends, strangers staring, and the fact that the father was nowhere in the picture all played parts in Jennifer's decision.
I knew abortion wasn't an option. But at that time, I didn't think that I was going to be a good enough mom or I'd be stable enough to be a mom. So I figured that I could give my unborn child up and
could give him a better mom and dad.
Jennifer decided at the last minute that she would not be strong enough to follow through with the adoption process. In August of 2011, she gave birth to a baby boy named Samuel. Both Jennifer and Samuel now live with her mother, Mary, who helps to take care of the baby. Although being a single mother is demanding, Jennifer says she does not regret a single moment with her son.
It made me look at life a lot different. You have to make wiser decisions because you can't just think about yourself anymore.
30 years after Mary gave up her son for adoption, she still has never met him or is she ever allowed to contact him. She says she does not regret her decision of giving her son a better chance at life, even though she will always wonder.
It's not something you go around saying, oh, is that my child? Is that my child? But it's something that never leaves your mind.
A mother and a daughter facing the same issue and choosing separate choices. Although each path was equally difficult, neither say they regret their life-changing decision. And now Mary gets the opportunity she never had to raise a son as she helps her daughter. For more information about adoption, visit www.adoptuskids.org. For Louisiana Focus, I am Kimberly Bradford.